Taoiseach, your government are proceeding with the gambling bill and it's due to pass through the House later today. And essentially the difficulty here that it prohibits charities and sports clubs from advertising their draws and other vital fundraising initiatives if they have a prize fund in excess of €10,000. Now, I'm referring to organisations such as North West Hospice, where they run Ocean FM Radio Bingo. There's Limerick Camogie, who are advertising a draw with a prize of a car, which is a greater value than €10,000. In my own constituency, we have various GA clubs with lottos and all of that who have prize money often above that amount. Indeed, St Mary's GAA in Carrick and Shannon are planning this year to raffle a house as part of their fundraising activities. Now, Taoiseach, your government has refused to listen so far to the charities and to these voluntary organisations, many of whom do vital work, many of whom are, in fact, for the type of services that we've heard here raised in regard to vital services for people with various disabilities and all of that, and yet we find that the government's legislation, if it goes through, will seriously curtail the fundraising activities of these organisations. So
Deputy.
Will you back the amendment? Sinn Féin has put an amendment
to
deal with this. Will the government back that amendment to ensure that they continue to fundraise as they presently do?
Well, I'm very proud of the gambling legislation the government's bringing forward. Gambling has had a significantly corrosive impact on so many families, so many communities, and so many impacted by it. I also, though, don't want the bill to have unintended consequences. We don't want the bill to have unintended consequences for charities, nor do we want the bill to have unintended consequences for the likes of the horse racing industry. So Minister McEntee and Minister Brown have brought forward a number of amendments to try and address issues for charities. We will be happy to debate and consider all amendments later. And I would point out, I'd imagine there'll be further amendments to come as this bill moves into the other House too.